damn good lawyer, but the problem is he's costing us $40 an hour.
And this is what we have to pay for.
Yeah, we got a bill run up to $41,000.
Find out if there are any attorneys that would be willing to take the case for you instead of you having to pay that much rent.
Well, see, the deal is there aren't that many attorneys that are
okay, what we're going to have to do is talk with Jelnik, the attorney in charge. He might be able to give you the names of some of the other attorneys that might be willing to take the case.
Okay.
There are all the attorneys that are working on the Alcatraz thing are...
Problem one.
There are so many bright law students now, like the majority of the DNA attorneys on the reservation are from top law schools all over the nation, and they believe in what they're doing.
But you know,
I think, with Bernal
being chief gun, we can't get rid of this guy.
I know, but get somebody else to assist in the research and all that stuff.
Well, that's all done.
Or maybe just assisting the attorney.
But if we could just get that one vote in the Senate.
Have you done any lobbying at all?
You
like
bet.
Going, yeah.
We haven't. We have.
We haven't. You know, like our segment has, but up to now, the ones that have always argued have always been there year in, year out.
But like we must have written 600 letters to senators and representatives this fall when it came up on the House and the Senate again. I mean, we don't have the bread to go to D.C.
And that's what we want to do eventually.
Continual letters and lobbying, I think, might be effective, because last spring, this is what I was involved in, is I was a member of the California Indian Education Association last year, which is probably the largest Indian organization in California, just across the board. And we had to do this. We lobbied and we sent out letters all the time to senators and congressmen and Indian people, asking them to support a bill, which was to do away with the Advisory Council on Indian Affairs, which were made up of legislators from Orange County, conservative Glendale, communities like that. So we had a hearing in Sacramento, and we all contacted one another. We were all prepared, because we didn't know when the hearing was going to be scheduled. They would pull closed hearings on us. But we had people watching, and we just had calls out like that. And everybody flocked to Sacramento. We filled the whole courtroom, testified, saying we had no use for these people. We Indian people could do it ourselves, form our own committees. The guy who was fighting us, Senator Harmon from Glendale, who was chairing the committee at the time, brought his one token Indian, but his token Indian didn't show to testify. The bill was voted upon and passed to do away with the Advisory Council on Indian Affairs. So that's no longer, there's no longer a committee. But after the Alcatraz thing started, Senator Murphy, who was a member of the Committee on Indian Affairs, made comments against the Alcatraz occupation movement, saying that legally, it was just, couldn't be recognized. He tried to he was misinforming, misinterpreting everything that was being done. That didn't get anywhere either. What can they really say? I mean,
you know. All of the United States, the land, just been taken.
Mm-hmm. Do you hope that Alcatraz will set a precedent, possibly, for some of these other land cases?
I think so. Of course, now we're really in trouble. Population explosion, air pollution. They're just going to have to. We've got a few years left on this earth. I think. They might as well give a chance for all people to live. It's just madness.
Sure is out here. We were figuring it out this morning. We were talking about it.
The human ecology of San Francisco Bay looks pretty dismal.
Pretty damn dismal there.
Sure, I can see it.
Well, we can see it when we got to where? Mojave?
Over here. Maybe mm-hmm. There was smog in Mojave.
Yeah.
All the way in.
Yeah. Well, it's quite obvious, has been obvious for a long time, that the cities are in trouble. You know? There's not a spot in this whole nation that isn't contaminated. Mm-hmm. If it isn't contaminated by air, the people are contaminated. The rich. Ranchers in New Mexico, for instance. The BIA on the Indian reservations are completely gone.
But the rich ranchers aren't in New Mexico, they're from Texas. You know, they have their holdings in New Mexico.
Exactly.
There's no rich ranchers.
But the whole mentality is so unhealthy. It's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
There's clean air. Three people at Point Barrow.
No, that's contaminated. Yeah. There's more radioactivity.
The only rich man in Barrow is an Eskimo. It is contaminated with that fallout. Every piece of reindeer you eat is about to kill you sooner or later. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
You know, yeah. Wow. I'm almost afraid to leave the Bay Area. I'm afraid it'd be such a culture shock. And then again, I'm quite aware of how the silent majority is, you know. The silent majority is the only one.
Hey, we did a neat thing tonight. We grabbed us a typical Bay Area resident. And it did take about 3 hours of what he thought about Indian problems. He never thought about it before. Of course, we got, you know, the standard generalization bullshit. Yeah, we got some
answers. It's worth it.
Yeah.
You put it down report.
Sure. Dear nuts.
Because it's just what you get, you know, if it's regurgitation.
I think it'll be probably quite useful for classes.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah.
Now, this is the kind of stuff you have to fight.
That's the segment of the population you want to reach also.
I'm really glad to talk to you tonight because I was pretty disillusioned with some of the people I met today. Although some of the people we talked to were really fine people.
Well, a lot of that is just surface observations. I mean, you aren't the only people that have mentioned things like this. A lot of people have left the island with mixed feelings, you know. And it's a healthy human response because everybody wants to see a groovy thing happening, mm-hmm. you know. And but I try to overlook all things like that. I mean, I don't completely overlook them, ignore them. You know, I try. It's It's all a part of it.
But in the long run, this is a segment we're trying to help out too, you know, that's just the problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you can see what I'm trying to get at. You know, like, what part of the, like at home where I come from, you know, what part of this, the people on reservation actually need all the help we can give them, you know, it's that segment.
You'll also, there are all kinds of people with all different kinds of attitudes and ideas out there, but it's all the same underneath the petty defenses.
Hmm. Well, we talked to that one chick for a long time today. She was really pretty groovy. Miracle.
Whom?
Miracle.
Oh, Miracle. Miss Miracle.
Yeah.
They call her Miss Miracle.
Yeah. Outside of addressing 300 envelopes. No comment.
Yeah, he had us work.
Did you work at the mainland office?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
just about 400 envelopes, not 300.
400?
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, for...
Yeah, but then this was another thing, you know, here we are, outsiders. Okay, goddamn, we're glad to help. You know, we'll help.
I don't think you should consider yourself outsiders at all.
Well, that's what we were considered down there, I think. Or at least
first,
I was, for sure.
Yeah.
But then, while we were sitting there, and...
Like, you owe this to us. You know, here you come in the door now, you owe this to us or something.
And then while we were doing this, a bunch of guys sit around there on their goddamn fat asses not doing a damn thing. You know, like they could have been helping her write these envelopes out. Instead they were... I don't know.
Digging. I really don't think that 100% of the people that are involved in the movement really, really know the impact of what's happened. They have to be reassured that this is a fantastic movement, that it takes everyone's cooperation, everyone's energy. Keep the ball rolling. A lot of people get uptight because only a minority might be carrying the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they see that there are only a minority carrying the ball. And they'll eventually help. Like the guys, even if they were, drunk on the pier. They're still helping,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the boat, loading and unloading, getting firewood.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, we didn't know this. To me, it looked like they were just getting in the way and making things worse for what was trying to be done.
Maybe a few years ago I would have said, all right, you guys. You know, if you believe in this, you better get on your ass and start doing something, you know. But now I really can't say that because they're all a part of it. I really don't think anyone has the right to approach anybody else and say that.
And this,
it's unwinding all the problems that have just developed over hundreds of years. And it can't be undone with a 2.5 month movement.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Well, this is why we came up with the other thing, like these guys sitting around, you know, letting somebody else do the work. Maybe after we leave or before we came, they were really working their buns off,
see,
and we were a good coffee break.
Because those guys, you know, I know all those people.